Neva's making hand motions. Yeah.
We have two mics. Monica has one. Rick has one. Gabe came in and worked on the other two the other day and said, they won't work. Give it up on those two. So, okay. We want to pray for the family of Christy Russell, who is Lance Bowman's sister. Christy took her life this week. So heartbreaking to, she has kids, she has grandkids. And so we want to remember that family. And then we want to pray for Mac Wells, who's struggling with heat exhaustion. Mac is the grandson of Shirley Whitson, who went to be with the Lord last week. And he's quite a fine young man. And then Lori Cannon asked us to pray for her. She's having some surgery this morning.
Right. Well, praise God. You know, this is, it's kind of interesting that Neva hands me these prayer requests because, if you know me, my attire, this is what I usually wear to work. And if I'm off work, well, it's usually this attire minus the shoes, you know, so I am just an everyday, ordinary person, just like you. Does God hear my prayers more special than he hears you? Nope. But I have the privilege to pray for these, and that's what I'm going to do. Father, we love you. We bless you, Lord God. We lift up Christy, the family, and all those, Lord God, that have been affected by Christy. We don't know all the circumstances or the situations, but we do know the devil never wins. Father, I pray that you bring glory out of this tragedy. I pray, Father, that people would be drawn to you in a new way, that you would show yourself strong on their behalf. Reveal yourself to them, Lord God, that they may come to know you, not know about you, but to know you. I thank you for it. Thank you, Father. We pray for Mac, Lord God, concerning, I understand. I've experienced that, and it's, I do understand the heat exhaustion, Father, but you made the body. Lord God, I pray, Father, that you give Mac wisdom and direction on what to do and when to do it. But I pray, Father, also that you would be that the spirit on the inside, because if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in him, he's going to give life. Give life. Thank you, Lord. I give you thanks for it. And, Father, for Lori, we're lifting her up. We thank you, Father. We come against fear in Jesus' name. And you bow your knee to the name that's above every name. We thank you, Father, that you have prepared this situation, everything surrounding it, Lord God, around this surgery. And I thank you, Father, the surgery will go as it was planned, and that the results will come forth as they have determined. I thank you for it. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I got it. It's my turn. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. The Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. We all have guidelines that we live by. These guidelines are protective. They're essential to a truly productive life. They not only give you increase on the outside, they bring you security on the inside. When the guidelines are established is important. You don't want to establish them in the journey, but before you begin, how you start will be an indicator of where you will end.
As you know, Barbara Dyson Ford was recently awarded our 5th President's Award. This award is largely because our service team, including our 3 master mechanics, and the timing is just right as summer just keeps getting hotter. Come visit our service department today and keep your car's AC and engine running great. We love what we do, and that's why we're the number 1 auto dealer in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Don't get stuck out in the heat. Experience the Barbara Dyson difference today. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Rick Spain. His title for today is The Truth Hurts Sometimes. Back to you, sir.
That's perfect. I love the way you say it. So, you know, we're talking about truth, you know, and you know, some things we've gone over here is determining the reality of truth, because I read this, right is right, or we can put truth in there. Truth is proven by what it produces. It's not according to what we think. It's not a mental perception. It is, what does it do? Let's examine the statistics on this. So let's go back to our 2 national debates right now, abortion and same-sex stuff. Well, I don't know how else to say it. And I know that, I sometimes speak freely, Neva, but I know you're in agreement, but still there's an apprehension there. But we need to hear it, you guys. These are things we're dealing with. Abortion, same sex. You know, no. We look in Romans chapter 1 and we see that, why is this prospering in our world, and especially in the United States? Why is it prospering? Because God has given us over to these unholy desires. So if there's a truth, there's also an untruth. What's being promoted in our world today is an untruth. And so what does it produce? What does it produce? I mean, let's look at the statistics. You know, we can argue all day long. I can tell you this is what the Bible says, but you know what? That's just words. What is it producing? And so let's look at the abortion industry. What's it producing? You know, and we've seen things come out, you know, that they're actually selling baby parts. You know, and that's common practice in China. This is something, they may cover it up, but it's very common. But you know what? It's not so uncommon in the United States either. Now, if you think about a baby, now they're going into, I'm on my boat here, so they're going into the thought of abortion even after conception, that the physician can come to the mother and say, do you want this child or not, and actually infanticide after the birth. Can you believe that? I mean, this is stuff we're dealing with. And so what's it producing? Well, one thing, it's killing babies. I mean, let's admit to this. Now, I know when you're on that other side, you don't want to admit that that's a baby. It's a baby. What else is it producing? Well, let's examine people that have had the abortions. What are they like on the inside? How did it affect their life? Was it a positive transition? I'm throwing these questions at you because, I can give you statistics, but find somebody that's went through it. How has it affected them? Let's get the facts on this. You know, and what is the reason that we're promoting this? You know, why? Okay, number one, that women have what they call reproductive rights. In other words, we can choose whether we want to have a baby or not. Now, I don't want to put this all off on the women. I hate that. Because you know what? She didn't get pregnant by herself. This falls on both parties. And if we don't understand that, and see, that's what we're seeing. Not only are we seeing this reproductive right being brought into the equation, but we are totally leaving the fella out of the picture. He needs to be brought in this picture too. You know, so look at the character of this guy. You know, if you're man enough to get somebody pregnant, be man enough to take responsibility over the baby you produced. Am I being too hard this morning, Monica?
Like your title says, the truth hurts.
Sometimes.
But it still needs to go out. How can we untwist the twisted truth if we're not willing to speak the real truth? For myself, I had a lot of twisted truths, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
I used to believe in, you know, my rights. If I like it and I want it, I got the right to go after it. Think about that for a minute. Because if what I want ain't lining up with the Word of God, I should not want it. I should not go after it just because I feel like it. And because I think and believe it's within my rights. If what I believe is my right does not line up with the Word of God, guess what? I need to take that and trash it.
That's right.
And get myself, and it's taken me time to get in line with the Word of God. I used to like women, Rick.
Okay.
I'm gonna be real. I'm not an Eminem. I'm not gonna sugarcoat this.
Okay.
I used to like women.
Yes. I like women.
But God No, I used to like women.
Okay,
okay. But the Lord corrected that in me.
Yes.
But it was up to me to receive that from the Lord, the correction, when he says, that's not my will for you, child. Mm-hmm. It was my choice and my decision to grab it. Yes, sir. Help me get in line with you and your truth.
Yes, yes.
And then I used to believe in abortions. Mm-hmm. I used to believe in abortions. Mm-hmm. And then I got pregnant with my boy, my son. His dad wanted me to have an abortion. My stepdad at the time, I've got a scar on my hand, on my wrist, where he tried to physically grab me and take me to have an abortion. And my mama raised me in church. I knew that an abortion went against God's character. But I felt like it was my body and I had the right. So I kind of, you know, got a little twisted and believe in that garbage. And I'm going to call it what it is, garbage. If God puts it in you, if he allows a baby to be conceived, he has a purpose and a plan for that baby. Who are we to take it? So I fought for my baby.
Praise God.
And now he's in his 30s. Hallelujah. Amen. That Lord, the Lord used that baby to save my life from a life of prostitution. I was a stripper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was into some hardcore stuff as a wrestler. And the Lord used that baby to pull me out of that life. And I mean, stripping and wrestling, I was basically, I mean, I'm going to call it what it is, prostitution. I was taking my clothes off for money.
You don't hear that much on the program.
I mean,
but
I'm
you
not
know,
an M&M. I'm not kidding.
It reminds me of Ephesians 2:1, and it says, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Mm-hmm. You were. You know, if we look at a person, Monica, with her confessions here, and say, well, that's who Monica is. No, it's not. No, we're brand new creation. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've listened to this program long enough, I've done my testimony. You know, and it wasn't pretty. You know, that's what I was. I'm not that way anymore. I tell people about my past and they say, I can't even see that. Well, it was. I was. That's what I was. So I was going to tell Neva that we may have kicked Dwight off the show today and just do 2 hours. Love you, Brother Dwight. Anyway, so many thoughts that you just shared that just brought out. See, if we don't see the light in the darkness, all we're going to see is the darkness. What gets your attention is what you focus on. If you, it's like what the story I told you in the last half hour that, you know, I had a great day all day. Wonderful. One mistake changed the whole trajectory. Now, I got my mind back right. I want you to know that. You know, I wasn't going to let that steal my joy. Come on. You know, but I want us to understand this is something I thought I was reading a while ago. I want to read this to you. We are a peculiar people. We are. That's who we are. You know, and so if we spend most of our time trying to conform to those around us because we don't want to offend them, then what does that make us? So remember the thought, there should be a marked difference between God's people and the people of the world. If there's no difference, a person must ask the question, what God am I truly serving? So he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Therefore, walk as children of light. The worldly people that serve Antichrist, and that's what it is. That's what we're seeing. Let me tell you what's really going on in our world is in the unseen realm. Now, it's making evidence in what we see. And remember this. This is one of the main thoughts I want you to remember. We don't have to argue truth. Truth proves itself. How do you debate in the argument? Provide the evidence. What is the evidence? And so somebody can look in my past and say, well, this is who Rick Spain was, therefore that's who he is today. No. Look at the evidence. God has done a work in my life. Now, I mean, I'm talking on the radio, telling you about Jesus. You know, now, I was way far from that at one time, but that's where I am now. And so get the evidence. There is no argument. What's the evidence? And so if people want to talk about their rights in whatever way you want to put it, what is the evidence? What is it? Why do you want to do this? Well, because I can do it. I have a right for this. Let me tell you something. Remember this. You can have whatever you want. I'm going to tell you that. God's given you incredible ability. You can have whatever you want. But let me end that statement with this thought. You won't want what you have if you leave God out. Man, that's a big one right there. So the worldly people that serve Antichrist do not want the light. They don't want it. But you know what? Doesn't mean they don't need it. Come on, folks. We are the light of the world. You know, because what does light do? It exposes darkness. Now, I'm not just talking about out there. If that light isn't exposing darkness in you, it's missed its primary focus. It's got it has to have an effect on us. If it doesn't have an effect on us, you know what we're doing? We're just spouting words. You know, it's like the quote, I can't hear what you're saying because I see what you're doing. Lord, help us. You know, we are the difference. And, you know, I'm talking to you like I have mastered this. Like I am, you know, I'm the one. I am the light, by golly. And you know, when I'm out in the world, that light's going to shine. Well, you know what? Sometimes I find myself conforming. But I'm being reminded more and more. And I'm praying just like the apostles did. Lord, grant us boldness. Lord, grant me boldness to speak those things which you put in me, to live the life that you have designed for me to live. So the light exposes the darkness. Still, I want you to understand this. There are many that are seeking the light. Now, we are what I consider to be the third great awakening in American history. That we're in this third great awakening. It's evident by what's going on, how all our eyes are being opened up. We're seeing stuff we didn't see before. This is a great awakening. Well, with the great awakening, the partner to that should always be a revival of people turning back to God. But it's not up to God. Well, you might say, well, who's it up to? Sure ain't up to the devil. It ain't up to our government leaders. It's not up to mom and dad. Oh, boy, or grandma. It's up to you. You are the difference. If you aren't the difference, somebody else will be. And you might like that somebody else makes a difference, but you might not like the consequences it brings against your life. So there are many that are seeking the light. There is, we're in the greatest time of all creation right now. People need to hear what God has given to us. And so I want you to know that we don't know which is the one who has chosen the darkness and the one who is trapped in the darkness. So when we're talking about sharing the light, we're exposing darkness. Well, there's people out there, they don't want their darkness exposed not one iota. But there's people out there that are hungry. They're looking for the light. They're looking for truth. They're looking for meaning, for reason, for life. So how do we deal with this? We don't consider the choice to be ours to determine, well, this one is not going to receive, but I think maybe this one will. We don't have that choice. And so what does that mean? Well, you're probably going to be ridiculed a little bit. Bible calls it persecution. But you know what Jesus said? He said, in this world, you're going to have trouble. You're going to be persecuted. But be of good cheer. I've overcome it. There's nothing he faced he didn't overcome. He didn't overcome it for himself because he didn't need to. He's God. He did not need to. He did it for you. Amen. Whatever you're facing, I'm telling you, the overcomer is inside of you. It's not your strength, your know-how, your physical ability. It is coupled with that, but it's his ability in you. So the difference to the ones we consider to be ready and the ones that know they're lost cause, that's not our choice. So what do? We sow our seed in the morning, and we don't slack in the evening either, because you don't know which one will be more profitable. So I don't know how much time we got, Neva. Just a little bit. So, yeah, I got to find a closing spot here.
I need to start and stop the recording.